We're talking to our Speaker of our House for 2015 here in the Oklahoma State Legislature, Jeff Hipman. Mr. Speaker, you alluded to the fact that the HJR 1012, Right to Farm, was approved again by the House, second time you had to vote on it. Your thoughts about that particular piece of legislation?
Well, I think it's, in fact, it was great news that today, on final passage, not only was there no debate, there was not even a single question asked. And I think that tells you how our members have come to a deep understanding of why that's so important to put on the ballot, to protect agriculture in Oklahoma, to protect a way of life that so many Oklahoma families depend on, and really a way of life that so many around the world depend on. The products and items that are produced in agriculture in Oklahoma is so important to the world economy. So I think people are understanding the importance of that issue, and I'm so pleased that that we were able to have final passage on it in the House today.
On the same day, you had the state FFA course, and maybe that's a reminder of what the future is all about.
No, that's exactly right. I think that was it wasn't scripted that way, but it just happened that the state FFA course was there immediately before we considered the Right to Farm bill, and I was honored to have them in the building. But that is always one of the most special days of the legislative session, things that a day that our members look forward to each and every year. I always like to watch the new members who are experiencing that for the first time. To have the state FFA chorus on the floor of the House of Representatives up and down the aisle surrounding these members and singing Oklahoma and our national anthem and so many great pieces that they perform here at the convention, it's a moving experience. There's not a dry eye in the House. It really is something that, particularly as we go down the stretch in these final weeks, is an incredible motivating tool for our legislators to be reminded why they're there, and that's to create a better Oklahoma for the next generation.
You talked very strongly about the value of FFA and your own experience and the fact that it is a part of the future of our state.
No, it absolutely is. There's no better youth organization, no better leadership organization. The public speaking training you get, all of the things that FFA can provide to any student, whether they're involved in showing animals or public speaking or parliamentary procedure, or now we're into bioscience, ag science contests. It's amazing how this organization continues to transform, to serve young people. It was so important to me. I wouldn't have been able to stand here tonight and give a speech if it weren't for FFA. I wasn't in a speech class or anything else. I did public speaking through FFA. I wouldn't be able to serve as Speaker of the House if it weren't for the training and the skills, the qualities that I was given in FFA and leadership, public speaking, and those things. And that's true for many of our state leaders. There's no better organization. And tonight was a chance for us to reflect on that and to say thank you for the people that invested in us as FFA members and the people that are investing in the future leaders of Oklahoma.